Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Brandis writes, I do not necessarily disagree with what you said, but the way people of color were treated and are still treated is also completely unacceptable. Some people of color could work as hard and prove it and still not get the job. Cannot deny that either. How are people of color supposed to get anywhere in this fucked up country? You know, that's interesting. I don't know. And I think that you will many times. The opposite of that is if five people have a job interview and the most qualified person is the black guy. And the black guy does not get hired. I think that that needs to be, that's the type of scenario that needs to be, that type of job creation needs to be investigated. And I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you take care of that. I mean, would there be like a hiring board in your given communities about, and I think that they do that to some degree. Isn't like the equal employment opportunity laws in place to keep that from happening? Brandis says, do you think that negates the way people of color are treated? Cole says, no, just saying they can do whatever they want. Cole wrote, Brandis, maybe one day we'll get a black president. And then he put like sad face next to it. I don't know if you want to put sad face next to the comment, maybe one day we'll get a black president. Am I reading that wrong? I'll give you the opportunity to IMKO says, no, easy. That's a thinking face. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. My fault. It looks, maybe I should look at it with my glasses. Oh, okay. I thought it was sad face. I thought you were like a racist and you just came out of the closet like David Duke or something right there. He says, that's thinking face, dumbass. Rebecca says, one black president out of 47 and not one single woman. That's not the argument you think it is. Well, look, let me tell you this. I think that if you, from the year 1985, 84, 85, maybe even 88 to 92, everything prior to that, America was a lot more racist. I would say 88 wasn't as racist as 58, and 58 probably not as racist as 28, and 28 probably not as racist as 1888 or 1898. No, 1888. I'm going 30 years. You get my point? Like if a black guy tried running for president in 1964, I don't give a shit if he had like Wonder Twin powers and he could cure cancer. He's not getting elected. As the years go on, that possibility increased until Barack Obama. So I think that you can only count like those years. You can't count those years prior to 1988 or 1992. They're a hell of a lot more racist then. People aren't as racist now. A lot of people have died. That's how Barack Obama became president in the first place. That's how Hillary Clinton ran for president. Didn't really come close to winning, but still. I think Hillary Clinton is the reason why she didn't get elected. It's not because it was a woman. But it does appear that women have a harder time than the black guy. And Piano Fingerbanger makes a great point. Obama is only half black. He's as much white as he is black. And maybe that has something to do with it. Not to me. I don't give a shit. Patrick says, hang on, I got to scroll up. First, IMKO said, that's a thinking face, easy. Patrick says, I've seen it too. Big corporations love it and it actually hurts people. Patrick is talking about he's had DEI interactions. It hurts people. They overcompensate for lack of diversity 30 years ago. I worked for AT&T corporate for 10 years and this happened all the time. Instead of hiring or promoting the right person. IMKO says, exactly. One of those people I was talking about was hired because our AVP, something vice president, who was female, said to my senior director, there will be a female solutions architect. She made it a year before she was RIF'd. I don't know what that stands for. Replace something? Reduction in force. Becca Shea says, in this country, if you have a little bit of black in you, you're black. All right. As Amon Ra, St. Brown's father, John Brown, said, you can't step on it too much. You can't cut it too much. So I guess this is the long way of providing context to that snarky-ass clip of Charlie Kirk. Snarky, dickish, provocative, not racist. Not racist at all. It's time for me to take a break. I have to, I got to go fill up the water jug and empty the other one. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Rebecca says, I sent you other clips. I will review. Stand by. Fuckface Cole is here. That's Cole in Colorado Springs. He says, damn it. I'm up in the mountains working today, so my service is in and out. Zane's shows have been on fire lately, and I'm missing most of it live. Sorry. What part of the mountains? So Colorado Springs, is that north or south of Denver? That's north of Denver, right? I don't know if I've seen Colorado Springs. I've seen Denver, and then I drove over the range, the Rocky Mountains that are to the west and pass through Vail and Golden and Aspen. South, Colorado Springs is beautiful. It reminds me of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Rebecca was kind enough to send me some Charlie Kirk clips. And I want to play them because it might provide me a little bit of information that might change my mind about them. So I have not reviewed these. But let's see what they see if I can see what I'll think about old Charlie after these clips. Okay. I don't know.
It's always fun. I get a chuckle.
This is just audio, and I don't know who this guy is. Unless it says this is a famous Kirkism.
You know, when someone is wearing the Free Palestine shirt and the gay flag, and
it's like, you know, they would literally murder you, right?
It's well,
like,
so you know, it's funny.
That's true.
I used to say,
I haven't said that to Madison. I go, you know that those people would throw you off a roof. Shut up.
That, hey, if you as a gay person would go to Gaza, they'd throw you off a tall building, right?
Go.
Now they don't have any tall buildings left, so I don't.
That's a good joke.
When you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Is that too soon? I'm too sorry. Maybe you shouldn't kill Jews, stupid Muslims.
Okay, no, I would never say that. You're not going to catch me saying that.
I like that. I like that.
Where was I? Intersectionality. So,
I don't know what that is.
It's always fun. I get a chuckle, you know, when someone is wearing the Free Palestine shirt and the gay.
Okay. All right. This is this lady,
young ladies,
pissed. And so we're gonna listen. It says at the top of it, "You're taking it out of context. Play the whole clip, so you know this is gonna be bad." Because look at the look on this chick's face; she's getting ready for war.
Present a great opportunity.
Hold on.
Young ladies, present a great opportunity. They are not conservative.
What do you think that is?
Well, there's a couple reasons for this. Abortion is obviously part of it, but yeah. They've been sold a lie through culture, through media, through even some of their parents, that you basically have to go pursue this corporate trajectory and that men are always the problem and suppress your biological impulses. A lot of them are on birth control, too, and birth control, like, really screws up female brains, by the way. Every single one of you need to make sure that your loved ones are not on birth control.
Period.
It is awful. It's terrible. And it creates very angry and bitter young ladies and young women.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's false.
That bitterness then manifests into a political party that is the bitter party. I mean, the Democrat Party is all about bring us your bitterness and, you know, we'll give you free stuff. It's like we'll trade you, you know, bitterness for stuff, essentially. That's like the Democrat Party.
Okay, that all sounds crazy to me.
So we have the most, it is the least married young female generation in American history. We have more 30-something young women that are single than married. And they are by far the most reliable Democrat voting bloc, even more than black voters now. They vote 95% Democrat. If you are a 32-year-old young lady who went to college, who has a nice apartment, a corporate job, and cats, you know, you're a Democrat voter.
Right.
And that we basically told a great generation of young women, don't get married, don't have kids, go get a corporate job. And it's created mass political hysteria. And then in their early 30s, they get really upset because they say, you know, the boys don't want to date me anymore because they're not at their prime. And people get
mad. Oh, I get it. Kelly Cheese.
Mad when I say that. Well, it's just true. If you're in your early 30s, I'm sorry. It's like you're not as attractive in the dating pool as you were in the early 20s. But again, you have your corporate job and cats. So I thought, you know, and we're going to see this November. And Democrats.
All right, this is horribly mean. But could be true, but I'm not sure.
No, this Democrats are very, very worried that young men are going to throw off so much of this reliable college campus voting demographic. So Gen Z men are going to be right wing in historic ways.
Okay.
Wow. So then how are we going to reach the young ladies? And then we'll get to some questions.
I hate to oversimplify it. If they remain single, it's nearly impossible. And so until there is a mass movement to get young ladies, to encourage them to get married, They have a pathological attachment to the Democrat Party as long as they remain single, because they're able to be micro-targeted on fear, birth control, abortion, sovereignty. They only think about themselves. And so, I mean, I don't have any good answers for that. I mean, it's so bad. And the church plays into this, by the way, so much. The church needs to be pushing young people. If you're in a relationship, get married and do not have sex before you get married, period. And then finally, the most depressed people in the country are young single women ages 26 to 32. Yet they're rich and they went to college and they earn a lot of money. Turns out those things might not give you fulfillment. Once you have a family and you get married and start having kids, maybe that will fill the massive hole that, you know, many of them are wondering why they're so miserable.
All right. Is there anything to that? Ben Glaze says, if you take birth control, you're a Democrat. If you're single, you're a Democrat. If you are educated and have a good job, you're a Democrat. Well, yeah, but if you listen to that, he said people who go that trajectory traditionally are. It's a statistical fact, according to what he knows. Piano Finger Banger says, so it's up to men to decide what women want to do with their lives. Got it. No, it's not what he's saying. He's saying if you want to be happy, his opinion is, get married when you're young and have kids when you're young. That's what he's saying. He said that women are finding out, and I don't know if this is true, but what he actually said was, women are finding out that the career and putting themselves first and not getting married and not having kids, they're not feeling fulfilled, thus they are depressed. That's what he's claiming. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, and I sure as hell understand that people would say, you're fucking nuts. Like, if any woman or any man said that is complete bullshit right there, you might be right, but is there a chance that he's actually pulling actual statistics, or is this just his opinion? We don't know. We don't know. He didn't. I don't think so. I don't know if anything he's saying is actually backing up with fact, but that's what he's saying there. Mick Dago says, none of what he said in this clip has been a good answer. It was clumsy and long. Becca Shea says, sorry, some women don't want to get married. And I get it. I get what you're saying, and I get what he's saying, too. He's saying, his point is, that's the reason, and I don't think he's, I mean, he's basing this, I think, on religion. He's saying you'd feel more fulfilled if you had a family, someone to that you're with all the time rather than being alone. And I mean, do people want to be alone? I by nature, aren't we wanting to be around each other and have dogs and kids and a lover and some kids? Is that or do I would argue that most people would like that, at least to have someone, right? To be around? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe, is that right? Most women don't want to be in a fantastic relationship with Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, who they do fun things together and they hang out and they fall in love. What? I don't think there's anything. Who wouldn't want that, I guess, is the point. Becca Shea says, not everybody is made out to be a parent. IMKO says he's right in that sense. Both me and my wife are very successful in our careers. We have two little girls now. Nothing compares. You can have both. You should strive for both. And if you take one look at this chick, she looks like the guy or the chick that he's talking to. Because this bitch looks like she kicks ass every day for fucking fun. Holy shit. All right, let's go to the next clip.
You're taking them out of context.
I've had a hyperfixation on combating manipulation.
Okay, hold on a second. This one's kind of silly.
You're taking them out of context.
I've had a hyperfixation on combating manipulative communication since middle school. I studied Nazi propaganda in college and have continued my education since.
He's not a Nazi.
Do you want to know how these people manipulate you?
Fine.
I'm about to show you a pattern Kirk often used.
All right. We're not going to. Sorry, Becky. We can't. We just can't do this. I might watch it if there's nothing else going on in my life, but I'm not going to give that asshole the time of day. Fuck that. Rebecca says the next one is more satire, but a great explanation of his debate style. We're not going to do that. Ben Glaze says, thanks for not playing that. LOL. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, then he may have said based off my religion, but saying it's a matter of fact doesn't seem accurate in all cases. Well, 100%. And I think that when we listened to that, I took it with a grain of salt because he's not basing it on a fact. He's basing it on his opinion or the Bible or some shit. So whatever. I'm not going to look at that comment that about women as the Bible. It's his opinion. You can just look at him and say, yeah, you're fucking crazy. But any of that, even if that is crazy, none of that, I think, is reason enough to say, fuck you. I hate you. All right? I challenge you to get me something that I say, yeah, that's fucking nuts. I hate him. All right. I have a lot more to get to. And this has just been a week. You know, I mean, for some of you, I sincerely hope that this, plays. Ultimately, I am most concerned with doing an entertaining show. And this has been obviously a big thing. And we've had to cover a lot of ground. I hope you enjoy it. This show is brought to you by Kiefer Tree Care. 616-828-8225. If you are in West Michigan, reach out to them and they'll clean up your fallen tree. They'll get rid of your unwanted trees. They'll grind down the stump. They'll trim the trees. They will assess the risk of the tree, whether it's going to fall, whether it's diseased. They have 3 certified arborists, and they want you to call them. Keep them in mind. Kiefer Tree Care. You can call or text 616-828-8225. Man Bun Chris says, I appreciate the digging because I was like you. I didn't know much about him. Brandis says, I don't think that you, EZ, will say it ever because you see yourself in him. Yeah, I don't know how you can possibly say that. I see myself in him, and that's why I would never disregard something he says. That is you're way off base. There's no way you could possibly know that. No way whatsoever. I am simply looking at is what this person's saying likable or not likable? Is it based on fact? Is it based on interpretation? Is it analyzing it, taking a hard look at it and removing emotion from it and trying to figure a person out is what I am doing. So with all due respect, that is an enormous pile of bullshit that you just said. And I love you for it. I love you for it. And it's okay to be 1,000,000% wrong. She says a provocateur. That is what I mean. So you're suggesting I see a provocateur, so I will not dislike him because I am a provocateur. I wish I could have in my backdrop a Mount St. Helens pile of bullshit for that comment that you made. It is such bullshit that it is one of the most, it's the biggest pile of bullshit assessments that I have ever read in recent memory about me. EZ is not, hey guys. Yeah, what's up, Brandis? Hey, EZ, man, he's not going to say anything bad about Charlie Kirk because, you know, Charlie's provocative. And so EZ's provocative. So what he's doing there is he's seeing himself, thus he's not going to say anything bad about him. The fuck is wrong with you, you fucking dummy? Quit analyzing shit. Man Bun Chris says ED does a good job of taking things case by case, in my opinion. Oh, I know. It's ADHD. It's a superpower. I was talking to my twin, Megan, about that. That is a superpower of the ADHD, almost as potent as our ability to process and act in emergency situations. Bob says, oh, so in that mindset, if you like or own a VW, you support Hitler. Brandis says, you are darling dummy. Anyway, my opinion. Yeah, I know. It's your opinion. And I don't, I love your opinion, but it's dumb. Tofus says, wait a second. What is the superpower? My superpower is able to analyze and dissect this entire thing that I've unpacked. That's superpower. And the superpower is if somebody falls out of a window in my neighborhood while everybody's freaking out, I will be able to administer first aid and save their life. That's what I can do. Scott is here, fellow kidney donor. He says, actually, you've done a very good job talking about this. I know. I know it. Mentioning kidney donor has reminded me that I was very, very concerned this past week because the guy I gave the kidney donor to, Jeffrey, he called me. The story can be told now. He called me very, very upset last week, and I'm talking to him. And he was concerned about rejection of the kidney, which would be horrible. It's 5 years December, by the way, since he took the kidney, or since the surgery. And he's very upset. And I go, well, all right. Well, we're going to, because there was a certain variable on the blood draw that seemed wonky. And so the doc, the nephrologist said, all right, this could be nothing, but it could be rejection. So he called me and he explained that. And I go, well, then if it's, we're either going to take medicine or we're going to go get another kidney. That's it. He goes, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going on dialysis. I am not doing this. And so to me, this was like goodbye. That's that. And he even said, he goes, I'm not suicidal, but, and then, so I'm like, oh shit. So we have this long talk. Man Bun Chris and Jeffrey voice writes, hey man, can I have the other kidney, man?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I just got a phone call from yesterday, and the kidney is not being rejected. There's some scarring for some reason on the kidney, and it's aging, but everything can be managed. Man Bun Chris says, I should have waited to see if he's okay before making the joke. He's fine. When I was talking with the docs about this, when this all went down, that kidney is obviously not supposed, it's not designed to be in there. This is like the equivalent of when Nick the electrician puts his shitty Timu parts that he buys online into his tractor, and then it blows up. Brandon says, can it reject at any time? Yes. The body, in fact, is trying to reject it all the time. Powerful medicines keep that from happening. Eventually, they wean them off the medicines, and then what it is the immune system of the recipient kind of like tolerates it. That's the best way to describe it. At first, it's like, oh, fuck that. Let's get him. And then over time, the medicine kind of fucks it up, the immune system. And then it's like, it's all right. I guess we'll let him stay for a little while. But not forever. And so it's about 20 years, what I'm understanding. Maybe less. So now sometimes it's longer. How long does a live donor kidney transplant last? The average lifespan of a living donor kidney is 15 to 20. However, some donated kidneys may live longer or shorter depending on various factors. All right. So there you go. Tofus writes something long. I'm going to read it, sight unseen. When I drove a garbage truck, I wouldn't pick up this meth head's garbage because the town said no overloaded cans. Him and his meth head buddies cut me off in their meth mobile, got out of it, put their masks on after they got out of the meth mobile, and came after me with bats. I was so annoyed. I just started backing down the highway, and the meth heads got too tired and gave up. I guess I'm trying to figure out the context. Did you mean to leave that on another stream? He says it's an ADHD thing. Well, stick it up your ass. Don't do that. I'm wasting everybody's time reading that nonsense, you stupid dick. All right. Man Bun Chris says the same thing. How does this relate? God. I heard from Chris Mack in Vermont. He's just a saint. I love this guy. Subject, a shot at EZ from Greg and the crew. EZ, I'm not sure, but it seemed like Freebird. Every time Freebird does this, it's like, I think he was making fun of me, but I'm not sure. It seemed like Freebeer and Hot Wings were throwing some jabs at you today on their show. Timestamp, 50 minutes, 10 seconds on the Wednesday show. Freebeer says, and I'm not going to say it because I'm going to play it. I'll come back to it. Try not to be distracted too much by Greg's hair. It's difficult to follow along when you see how shitty his hair looks. You as the audience need to tell me what you think. Is this directed at your old pal EZ?
Animal in a bubble is okay, I guess. You ever known somebody leading a double life? I mean, sure, you got all those narcissist liars who pretend they're nice in the public and then they're absolute dicks everywhere else. But I mean real double lives.
Not real. Like, definitely fringe double life.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We worked with a couple over the years.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'm starting to see some things.
I can think of like two or three examples of where you go, I think there's two things going on there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was using too narrow of a definition of a double life.
Yeah, me too.
When it's expanded out. Yeah, we all know somebody who's done that.
Yeah, I was thinking Superman Clark Kent.
Okay. The only thing that's leading me to think it is me was Hot Wings saying, yeah, we worked with one. Unless we're talking about Joe, but he said two or three. So, but would I be the guy who is a nice in public and then a dick to them when I'm not in public? I'm not sure. Because I would like to think that I'm just a dick all the time. I don't think I'm nice at any one point at all, ever. I would never want to be thought of as some nice guy. Alan says, I don't know about that one. Yeah, I don't either. Maybe he's thinking that. We'll never know. If this, we can be 100% assured. He will never, if it's anything that he wants to reference about me, he is entirely too much of a pussy to ever, ever just come out and say it. Brandis makes a great point. Same thing I said. No, just a dick, not fake. Man Bun Chris says, yeah, never nice. Forget the great food giveaway and donating a kidney. Adam Schwab says, definitely Joe, not sure about you. Yeah, I don't think it is, but maybe. Let's see. He goes on to say, I don't get the narcissist comment, Chris writes, because you're not one, but Outwing says he worked with one a little after Greg's comment. Give it a listen, see what you think. And then he says, Kelly Cheese also states she is no longer smoking pot in her around the room in the second hour. It's part of her tomato roof garden talk. I don't know what that means. I guess maybe she's growing tomatoes on the roof of her. Well, she shouldn't. I mean, she's the way she always described it was like high all the time, it seemed like. So that would, maybe she's concerned about her health. She's not a spring chicken anymore. And I think if you smoke it as much as she had smoked it, I'll give her this. I watched the video that in that video and the video from Tuesday, and she looked like she got ready for work. Like, her hair was fantastic, and she had, like, makeup was done impeccably. She looked super cute. Piano Finger Banger says, what the hell is different about Freebird's face? Did he shave? He looks like he has jaundice. I've seen people throw around the thing that he is using Botox. And they're serious. Now, I don't know anything about Botox, but I guess it really makes those wrinkles go away. And there's not a wrinkle on them. But I think it makes, if that's the case, it really puffs it out. Like, he's got a puffy as fuck face. We talked about this on Who Are These Freebirds yesterday. The physical quality of having your lips to be the exact same skin tone as your fucking face, it makes you look like your face is made out of silly putty. The glasses are absurd. The hair is a goddamn disaster. So I think we can safely say here that this might be the most fucked up looking person that has ever been in a radio studio. He is so intensely ugly, he makes Steve look handsome. Tophus says Freebeer has some issue where he looks jaundicey from time to time, I thought. Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe. All right. Where are we going to go next? What can we do? Oh, I got my hands on a video of folks that are protesting the Hollywood studio where the Jimmy Kimmel show is supposed to be. And they're doing what protesters do. So I want to check that out. They're saying it's fascist.
So what are you guys doing today?
So we're protesting the cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel's show, right? This is a fascist move. You know, they're taking this Charlie Kirk assassination, which is wrong, and, you know, and has nothing to do with stopping fascism. But Trump and Vance and Miller are taking this Charlie Kirk assassination to hammer in, like, a fascist program. They're going after anybody. And actually, Jimmy Kimmel for, like, calling out the hypocrisy of these Trump MAGA morons, you know, and actually talking about what this person, who the assassin actually, like, was, right? And for this, they canceled the show. This is fascism, and it has to be, like, removed from power. We're calling for mass sustained nonviolent protests beginning on November 5th in Washington, D.C., raising the demand that Trump must go now because he actually does pose a danger to basic rights and humanity itself, right? So this is the urgency of the situation. We're the movement, ReduceFascism.org, and we're out here. We're going to be back here tomorrow at 4:30, protesting, demanding that...
For me, Jimmy Kimmel's not funny enough to protest anything. I sometimes admire and at the same time ridicule people that do this. The only way that I would do anything against the government, I would feel the energy to, like, rise up, would be if, like, they took off their masks Scooby-Doo style and they were actually aliens and they started to slaughter people. That's the only time that I would do any type of rising up against the government. I don't care enough. All right? If Trump comes out today and says, yes, this was fascist, what I did, and I'm not going to do anything else. I might do a couple other things, fascist-like, where I eliminate TV shows and stifle their free speech, but that's it. I would actually go, well, all right, but nothing more than that. And I wouldn't give a fuck. It does. Who cares?
they reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's show, and that Trump has to be the one to go.
Sounds like a plan. If you had one message for this administration, what would it be?
This guy is supposed to just keep them talking, you know?
And if you had one message for this administration, what would it be?
That they got to go.
You go. That's those are the people. If I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm like, just stop. Yeah, just knock it off. Bob says the network has probably been looking for a reason to can him because tanking ratings. I don't know about that. I have no idea if that's accurate. I don't. Can you maybe say something and say it's true? And then say, I have proof. Tophus says, I mean, it's a slippery slope. Yes. Yes, it is. But I wouldn't care until I got enough proof that it was like a regular thing. Man Bun Chris says, what about for porno? Like them banning porno. Well, that'll never happen. But yeah, I think actually you're right. That might be an exception where I would rise up against the powers that are oppressing us if they took away porno. Tophus just wrote, Jimmy Kimmel was canceled? Hey, some people are late to the party. Some people are late to the party. Yeah, last night, Tophus, the news broke that Jimmy Kimmel has been canceled for really not doing anything. His assumption was that the MAGA folks... I'm going to play it again, actually, just for you alone, because it's worth... This is the third time I've played it, but it's totally cool. I don't care. This is what got Jimmy Kimmel in trouble.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
That's it. And we don't even know 100% if that was the reason. I don't think there's been a statement by ABC saying, oh, that was bad. Tophus says, wow, what the fuck was even that? It was nothing. That is, that's not the reason why he was canceled. He was canceled because Trump hates Colbert and Trump hates Kimmel. And this is a lifetime achievement award for both these guys. And they're probably not going to stop there. I firmly believe that. This is, in fact, a constitutional violation of free speech that is happening right now. I fully believe that. And I don't care enough to care enough, but it is. That's what happened. Ben Glaze says to Bob, are you just going off what Trump said that his ratings are tanking? I don't know about that. A simple Goog might be able to shed some light. How are Jimmy Kimmel's ratings? Just before 6:30 p.m. Eastern, Kimmel, ABC announced it was suspending the show. Let's see. Ratings. Fact number three, Kimmel's ratings aren't great. Late night TV, like everything on broadcast TV, is dying. Shows like Kimmel's are no longer the powerhouses that they once were. Kimmel's show was firmly ensconced behind Stephen Colbert's late night show, which of course CBS is ending next year in the ratings race. Detailing performance. Stephen Colbert His show averaged 2.42 million viewers across 41 first-run episodes, comfortably outpacing Jimmy Kimmel's 1.77 million and Jimmy Fallon's 1.19 million. So, Bob, I am going to retract. You are basing it on an actual fact, and for that, you have been vindicated. Aram says suspended for now, not canceled, is what I heard. Correct. I said canceled earlier. It is, in fact, suspended, which is also bullshit. We all know that. Megan writes, Obama writes, after years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like, per TMZ. Yeah, we all know that. In a follow-up tweet, Obama writes, this is precisely the kind of government coercion that the First Amendment was designed to prevent, and media companies need to start standing up rather than capitulating to it. That's true, too. Fuck you. It's all right. You're violating our free speech. Fuck you. But then I can promise you, though, the FCC will find something wrong. Imagine it being like this. You know, like they say a cop can pull you over no matter what and give you a ticket for a fine. That's what's going on here. You watch. But that's what Piano Finger Banger says. Late night in general has been declining with the rise of streaming and decline of the older generation. Right, man. That's why the hip folks, the hip kids live stream. You know, nobody, look at that. We got 34 people in here right now that are like, yeah, man, we're fucking hip. We don't watch TV. We listen to EZ and watch EZ. It's what we do. We have the asshole of the day today. And I don't really have one. Do you have an asshole of the day? Actually, I do have one. I have an idea, but I want to see what you think. Man Bun Chris says, we're just here for the hair. I know. Before I get to the asshole of the day today, I'm saying hello to my friends at Catholic Charities, West Michigan, who they are working tirelessly trying to get the phone to ring for people who would like more information about being a foster parent. This doesn't mean you are becoming a foster parent. It means that you're like, wow, that's interesting. Okay. And then you think about it. Or as they say, you pray on it. There's a sweet lady by the name of Bernadette Joyce who wants to hear from you. If you are in West Michigan, you would be providing assistance, possibly respite care for a couple of weeks for a foster child. Or perhaps for the long haul, I guess it's, you know, Charlie Kirk would say, listen to God. Reach out to Bernadette, 616-915-4695, or you can email Bernadette at bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. Okay. I don't know if you can hear O'Neill. He's having a dream right now, and he's chirping. I'm going to turn this up here. Can you hear that? Shh. He's chirping. He's having a dream. His little legs are moving. He's running in the dream. Rebecca says, do I have to be Catholic or religious? No, you do not have to be Catholic or religious. You just need a nice
nice home and love. Can you imagine that kid coming to your house and you give him his first hug and he's like, you squeeze the shit out of him. The kid's like, oh my God, she's gonna kill me. What the fuck? Who is this super bitch? Okay, I think the dream is over.
All right. That is my ASMR moment for the show. Alan says, the whispers are a different type of ear rape that I wasn't expecting. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Okay, so when it comes to getting your insurance on the marketplace, Obamacare, doing this yourself can sometimes be a bitch. Have Frank do it for you every year when you update your policy. Now, I've talked about how people who utilize Obamacare are people who are in between jobs, in between jobs, or their boss doesn't offer insurance, or they're self-employed. You can also take advantage of Obamacare if you pay too much with your workplace insurance. If your workplace insurance is 9.75% of your paycheck or more, you're eligible to get a better policy that doesn't cost as much. Sorry, I'm just clipping this cuticle that's bothering me. And you can do that. You can get more information by going to buyinsurancehere.com. Buyinsurancehere.com. All right. Today's asshole of the day. I like the way it's written out by Chris, and it makes sense. Trump, the FCC are the assholes of the day. This is ridiculous, what is happening to Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm assuming Stephen Colbert had the same thing happen to him. Absolute bullshit. But Colbert's was, I mean, I guess they had the ability to say, well, it's just because the show sucks. Yes, it's number one, but it's not enough. I can see that. This, it's a suspension, or suspension indefinitely, over what? I would have more respect for them if they said, yeah, Trump said it has to be. Nick says they should have tried being funny. What's that phrase? Hey, man, they went woke. It went broke. It is really difficult to not think that that is accurate these days. All right? I hate it. I hate the phrase. But I think it's starting to look more and more that if you are going to go woke, you're going to be broke. Shit. I would, you know, the word woke was supposed to be accepting of people. That's what that was supposed to be. But it has a different meaning now. The last thing you want to hear is that someone says, yeah, he's woke. Uh-oh. Fuck. I better go punch a black guy in the face, quick. Thank you for being part of this show. As always, you were exceptional. Join me on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I just posted yesterday's Who Are These Free Beers? And yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. A slight bit of talk about Amanda getting double-teamed. And Nick the electrician is laying pipe like a boss. Thank you for being here and joining me today. And I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on. Goodbye.
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.